now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to that LGBT show that is just for you.
Shout out, I'm Hans Peregrine and he's Andy Shilton. And today on the show, Spanners and Manners.
Sassy is back.
Little Harrier.
Oh, she's adorable. And it's about time we caught up with her.
And Pride season continues.
Yes, we'll have the latest from Under the Umbrella.
All coming today.
Right here on Shout Out. Oh, I haven't done that in ages.
Oh, it sounded so good.
Lara will be so annoyed she missed that. She loves doing that. And we've been playing the Queer as Folk one for a while because it's, of course, the anniversary this year. So
yeah, it's been nice to have something a bit different, isn't it?
So, welcome to our makeshift studio.
Yes.
So. I'm sure photos will be uploaded later to
indeed.
Give people a little picture of what we're dealing with this evening.
I'm sure. So, if you are not aware, we're really sorry to have to break the news to you that our home station, BCFM, very sadly suffered a huge fire last week, which is what took us off air, including, it wasn't just us, it took the whole station off air. We are back on air again now, but they're streaming just generic music. We plan to start again this weekend. The inundation of support, though, has been overwhelming, and it includes you, our listeners, as well, and all of our supporting stations. We've had so many offers to come and broadcast from elsewhere. We decided last week not to. It seemed really wrong to watch our own home station burn as badly as it did and still go on air. So out of a micro respect, we didn't broadcast last week. But we're back. We're here this week. We're actually broadcasting from my kitchen, believe it or not.
Yep.
We're broadcasting on most of our supporting stations, and obviously the podcast will go out as normal. We hope to be back on BCFM next weekend. It was nearly happened this week, didn't quite make it. So hopefully we'll be back next week.
I'm quite liking this setup, to be fair.
Yes, but I need my kitchen back.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
And me and Andy spent most of yesterday evening doing this setup.
Yeah. I know, you've worked so hard.
Yes, it's going to be interesting because I've only got three high chairs and the rest are quite low. So the news team are going to sit like just looking over
however,
the top of the kitchen
look like
worktop.
Directors.
Indeed, yeah.
This is true. This is very true.
So, but yeah, the show must go on. If you do want to donate, by the way, we'll make sure we put the link up on the podcast for this show. It's been amazing. There's over £9,000 been raised already, and it's all going to go to help rebuild the studio. So I have to say, I was one of the ones that helped design and build and fundraise it the first time round. It was absolutely devastating to see the effect that it had.
I must admit, for me, because I was at the studio on Sunday helping with the clear out, and it felt really sad to see everything sort of charred and in a real sorry state, but it's clear and we're now hopefully going to be starting the rebuild shortly. So
indeed,
I've only been part of the radio show for a few months, and it was deeply saddening to see that. So I can only imagine what it's been like for people who've been a part of it for so long.
Yes, but these things happen,
of course.
As they say, from the ashes a phoenix will rise, we hope.
I believe that.
Yes.
Being a Harry Potter nut.
Yes,
of course.
Yes, me too. So but yeah, full show for you today. We're going to catch up with Saskia. We're going to catch up with little Harriet, who we've been following since before she was born, I think. We'll also be catching up with Under the Umbrella, Under the Brolly, as they like to call themselves, a little bit later on.
That's good.
Brilliant.
Sounds like a good show to tune into.
Indeed. So should we head over to that there London and catch up
that
with
London.
That London.
That there London.
Yeah. And cool. Okay. Here we go.
Sasky 5. Oh yes. Hey everyone, and welcome to my LGBTQ shout out radio, Sasky 5. Now listen, if you like driving in your car but sometimes don't like the nuts and bolts that come with it, then have I got the right person for you this week? I am speaking to the founder of Spanners with Manners, Laura Kennedy. Laura, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Listen, thanks for coming on the Sasky Five. I'm really excited to talk to you. I know we've obviously met before at the Diva Awards earlier this year. And actually, just to touch on that, when you was at the Diva Awards, you were presenting an award for Best Artist. But I do hear that what actually made your evening, if not your year, was the fact that you was on stage next to Rachel Shelley. Is that right?
Oh, totally. Totally
over here. That's so hilarious. I'll have to let her know. I'll have to let her know. But listen, let's get back. Yeah, I know. I'm sure you want that. Let's get back to Spanners and Manners. So you trained at Porsche as a mechanic. What actually inspired you to start up Spanners and Manners in the first place?
I was working for a company and the guy pretty much retired.
Right.
And rather than find a new job, I offered to take over the workshop's top of it. And then I got an apprentice from the college, and it turned out they had a girl there, Megan.
Oh, right.
So I took her on, and now there's a team of five girls.
Oh,
it's just going quite quick.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, fab. Yeah, because, I mean, it's a very much, you know, very much male-dominated industry, isn't it, often?
Absolutely.
So when you took it over, you know, as London's first all-female garage, what was the response like from sort of other local garages or mechanics? And maybe, I guess, even customers. Do you think were they taking you seriously?
Do you know what the response we've got from everybody has been? Absolutely fantastic. All the customers that I took over from, obviously they knew me from looking after the cars already, but you know, all the local people, they're just like, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And all the other garages, they're just, you know, they're actually quite they're very, very supportive of us, which is amazing. You know, they're like, you know, if you ever need to borrow a tour or anything like that, they're really, really supportive, which is great. You know,
yeah.
If you work in the same industry with people, you want to get along. You don't want to have like a competitive attitude all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. I mean, that's the thing. I guess also, you know, it is common that as a woman, when you go to a garage, you know, even I've experienced it many times myself, it was really frustrating. You know, you do kind of dread the condescending tone that you're going to receive from other male mechanics. So, you know, to have something like an all-female garage is really refreshing. I mean, what else can people expect from Spanners with Manners, apart from, obviously, you know, you don't have the nuts and the bolts, I'm going to add. All right, so what else can people expect from the all-female garage?
So we get a lot of our customers now that are new customers. I mean, we get probably maybe 20 new customers a week, and they're coming in and they're saying, you know, I went to this garage, I was intimidated. They're showing me the bills, they were clearly ripped off.
Yeah.
You know, but we've got a really nice entrance with flowers and a table where you can sit down, tea and coffee. But next month, we're actually opening up a hair salon.
Oh my God, are you serious? Really?
So you can get a cut and blow dry while your car's getting MOTs or serviced or whatever it is booked in for. So, you know, it's going to be a nice, relaxing atmosphere. Not only is your car pampered, so are you.
Oh, my God. I absolutely love that. That is going to be amazing.
You can get a free haircut.
Can I come and get a free haircut? Listen,
yeah.
I need my car sorted out. Forget my hair, mate. I need the car. Can I get car? I want free MOT.
We'll sort the car and the hair at the same time. Not that your hair needs sorting.
Thank you. Well, no, listen, I love that idea. I'm telling you, that is so quirky and such a great idea. You are going to have people queuing up out the door. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, the other thing to bear in mind is that, you know, I do my homework every now and then, Laura, so just bear this in mind. Apparently, female mechanics they account for 10% of the workforce, and that's up since 2011. So we're in 2019 now. So, you know, I'm really hoping that, you know, garages, businesses like yourselves will spur other females on to actually get into that industry. Do you think it will help?
Do you know what? I think it will, because, I mean, in the last 3 months, I've had maybe a call a week off just a girl who hasn't got any experience in the motor trade or anything like that, and they just want to come in at weekends and shadow us and just see if it's for them. And, you know, two of them we've done it with. One of them we're going to put through college because she wanted to do it, the other one didn't.
Okay.
But it's making girls think. He's making them think, do you know what, I can do that.
Okay,
you know, the option's there.
Yeah, no, exactly. I totally agree. And that's just so fab. I love that. Right, now listen, so Laura, as I say, I'm going to catch up with you when you get the hair salon put in, because I'm going to get my car done and my roots at the same time. But thank you. Thank you so much for talking to me.
No worries,
I'm really excited. Yeah, anytime. Listen, people, you can look out for Spanners with Manners, rather, on Instagram. And we will catch you soon, Laura, with my roots and my hair. Listen, thanks so much. Take care.
See you later.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
Oh, a bit of a classy one, that one, isn't it? London beat, and I've been thinking about you. So hello, news team.
Hello.
Why can't I hear you, Terry?
Is it because he's too low down?
Oh, is your microphone... Oh, no, yes, there we go.
Hello there.
Hello.
Sorry. That was good you had a bit of silence from me for a change.
But not for long.
So they're not as bad as I thought, the seats. I thought they'd be a bit too low for you. But
yes, I feel nice. Like a little sort of gremlin-type creature. You know, you're all sat up on nice breakfast table high stools. Seats.
Terry, we're down with the people.
Down with something anyway. Down in the gutter usually.
It means you've got to reach up to get those vol-au-vents off the surface.
There is that.
Well, I suppose that is one nice plus about being in the kitchen. If you're hungry, I can just turn around and grab your sandwich or something. You know?
You see, we could be onto something here because they have those programmes on Channel 4, don't they, where they come from this lovely kitchen.
Yeah, they really
every
do.
Week. So we could do the same, perhaps.
You want to, you know.
And no. Cook. We could do a cooking slot.
Yeah.
I think there we are. Cooking on radio.
We did it once, actually.
We did. It was a disaster.
We did scrambled tofu on toast.
Really?
We've also made candy floss live on air. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we made vegan cake.
We made vegan cake, yeah.
Yeah.
Why all was these I different not here means. Then?
No.
There's lots of things you can make live on radio. Cooking.
I'm afraid you can't take over my kitchen because I think I would get divorced rather quick if I did that. So anyway, should we get some news headlines?
Of course. This is Shout Out News on Thursday the 15th of August.
For the first time in nearly 10 years of broadcasting, Shout Out was unable to broadcast last week on the 8th of August. A serious fire broke out during the morning at the Eastern Community Centre, the building which houses Bristol's longest running community radio station, BCFM. It's from this station that Shout Out is networked out every week. Sadly, BCFM's main studios were destroyed in the fire, which ignited during a live programme on Thursday morning. The station and Eastern Community Centre were dramatically evacuated, and although we are all delighted to report that no one was injured, thousands of pounds worth of damage was caused by the flames and the water used to control the fire. Local media, including Bristol 24/7 and BBC Radio Bristol, gave highly supportive coverage in the hours that followed, showing Chief Engineer Steve Satan and Station Manager Pat Hart inspecting the damage. But BCFM's team are a hardy bunch, many of them veterans of pirate radio stations in the 80s and 90s, and it takes more than a fire to silence them. After just 4 hours of silence, audio resumed on BCFM's frequencies on FM and digital radio, courtesy of an emergency installation at the transmitter site in Barton Hill. Announcements have been made updating listeners of the situation and how they can support BCFM.
And we are delighted to report that the whole network of local, independent and small business radio stations across the region that Shout Out serves united to send messages of support and solidarity, showing that we are not in it for money or fame, but to build stronger communities. Offers of equipment and studio time poured in from other local broadcasters as far afield as Tiverton Community Radio in Devon. Pirate Nation Radio, an internet station that has taken Shout Out for the last 6 years, even offered the use of their studios for the duration of the emergency. Tonight, Shout Out comes from a makeshift studio built by our own excellent Andy Shilton and Andy Hull, using their expertise and technical brilliance forged from their wealth of experience at Exeter Hospital Radio and Mancast, one of the first gay men stations back in the 90s. Thank you to everyone who has made the broadcasts possible.
Well, if you are a fan of BCFM radio, then you'll be as pleased as we are that a limited schedule of programmes will be restarting this Saturday, the 17th of August. Well done to Steve, Pat, Sherry and the team who have worked so hard to get the programmes back on the air. The schedule will be restricted over the next few weeks, but it's hoped that by mid-September, a full offering of programmes will be back on the air.
Now, many... Now, many of you have asked how you can support BCFM. Well, if you go along to the station's social media feeds on Twitter and Facebook, you can find a link to the crowdfunding page, which has been set up and allows listeners to make a donation, no matter how small, to get the station's main studios back up and running. We know that many people who rely on community broadcasting stations are on lower incomes, so if you cannot afford to donate, don't feel under any pressure. A message of support would still be massively appreciated. They are treasured by the staff and volunteers. Remember, unlike larger commercial stations such as Heart or Capital, we do not have emergency backup studios. Our existence is much more hand-to-mouth.
And the LGBT scene has rallied to offer its support to community media. In Bristol, there will be a night of music and entertainment at the gay nightclub The Queen Shilling on Frogmore Street, taking place Friday evening, the 16th of August. Doors are open from 10 p.m. and all money raised will go towards the refurbishment and relaunching Studio One at BCFM. If you can make it along, pop your head around the door and say hello.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Terry Starr.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
There you go. That's a Faith song by Amy Wodge. I really like that one. That's a nice melody one. You reckon that's from a show?
I'm pretty sure it was in a film that I was just about holding myself together.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's a bit kind of like...
And then I think someone passed
on. I'd like to say I picked the tracks on purpose for this week to be a bit more downbeat given the circumstances, but I think I actually picked them the week before, so...
they are appropriate, though, isn't
they
it? Because, you know, it was very sad to see it, but in a weird kind of way, sort of like great things come from adversity sometimes, and the amount of solidarity shown to BCFM after the fire has been absolutely fantastic.
It's been very touching.
They're very touched, you know, the number of messages.
It will be back. It shall be rebuilt. BCFM. It doesn't stay down for long. So,
In the words of the introduction to the Bionic Man, we will rebuild him.
We shall.
Fabulous.
Not on my kitchen table, please.
that reminds me of the conversation we had about having the cyborg body of Matt Damon. I was going on about that time, wasn't it?
Anyway, moving on.
Remember that? That was a good show.
We'll leave you to that one. Now, it was a certain young little lady's third birthday a couple of days ago, and Steph managed to catch up with her, so have a listen to this.
Right, you must excuse the odd train passing by, but we're at Heron on the Lake, which is very, very pleasant, sat on the terrace. Not much of sun around, but and I can't even see a heron either. There's plenty of ducks. Now, I'm with Sam and Shan and little Harriet. Now, last time we spoke, we were talking about schooling. And has anything changed nursery-wise? And
we were going to look. We've still got to look, so we've still got to put her name down. But she's not going to go until September. Sam's job's changed. You can hear her laughing in the background. Your job's changed, haven't you? You've got sort of a promotion for the next, or a sub-comment for the next 6 months. So I need to be stay-at-home wifey. Not that I do a very good job of it at all.
What, you're not good at housework?
Oh, my God, no. Do you know, we do get told by your grandparents, you do look after her, don't you? She goes out to work all day. And the expectation of that you come home to a cooked meal and the house tidy and the washing done of that, as where you ring on your way home, like, oh, by the way, you've got no tea. The house is upside down. But Harriet's had a lovely day. And you're like, it's fine. So then you end up cooking your own tea.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Sam,
if you want something half decent, maybe.
Oh, burn!
Come on, no. Let's be honest here. Honestly, why is Harriet not going to nursery over the summer? Honestly, come on.
I get another summer off, don't I? I get a good tan. We've got beaches by us. No.
So it would be an inconvenience to your lifestyle. Is that what you're telling us?
It is. I've got really hectic social life. Like, she mingles with a lot of children. She does a lot of clubs. She's got to do it for one more year.
you've got to do it for one more year.
Yeah, for the reality of going back to work.
So what's the tent that you have on the beach? What's it? Is that just an open site, open fronted one that you and Harriet get into?
Oh, my little beach tent. Yeah, so I literally am all set. The back of the car is set for to go to the beach at a drop of a hat. Got the sort of SPF protected beach tent that we pop up. She can help me put it together. Buckets, spades, a lot. We will spend literally the whole day there, providing the tide.
So it sounds like there's going to come a time where you just sit in the car and say, Harriet, can you put everything up? And you just walk to the beach
me,
and
tell
it's
me,
ready.
Tell me when it's ready and I'll come down. I'll help you then.
You won't catch me on that beach, don't worry. I hate sand.
Yeah, me too. I'm not a lover of sitting on the beach.
Oh, it doesn't matter, does it? It washes off.
It gets in all the crevices.
Places you didn't know you had places, eh?
Yeah, like the edge of your glasses. Like,
oh, that's not what I was thinking.
That's what all our listeners were thinking. Edge of your glasses. Do you think you miss out on bringing Harriet up? Do you sort of think, is there a bit of envy that Shan's home all day?
A little bit. Like I was saying to you the other day that I really miss, like we used to just, Harriet and I had a day a week where we'd have the day together. And yeah, I do miss that a little bit. But maybe Shan might do some work at some point and I might get some days. No, I do, but then I also think actually to give her the lifestyle we've got, if I'm at work Monday to Friday, actually
to give Shan the lifestyle or Harriet?
Technically Harriet, but obviously.
So you were thrown in for free then, Shan?
Yeah, I work hard. It's a hard job.
I know.
I've never been so knackered in my life.
I do know it's a hard job, hard going. But to be fair, not only do you have all day at home with Harriet, you're asleep by 9:30.
Oh my god, I've been going since 6 o'clock in the morning all day.
So it's almost when did you last wake
right,
up at 6
like quarter to 7 then.
So is this
a dramatic effect that was.
This is after the archers then, you're a bit.
I literally, after, I'm like a solar panel. So I'm like solar panels. So in the sun, I can go all day. But as soon as that sun goes down, that is it. It is lights out for me. I just cannot keep up. Which is why we started running.
Yes,
so
yes.
We recently started running.
Yes. Okay.
So we can't keep up. Well, I can't keep up with Harriet during the day and I feel physically knackered, hence the going to bed at 9 o'clock. So we downloaded the app of the Couch to 5K and we're storming it 4 weeks in.
I know, 3 minutes.
3 minutes,
so
yeah.
What happens to Harriet while you're doing that? Is she in a pushchair or something you're running with?
No, she won't go in a pushchair.
My magic's all gone.
Your magic's all gone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where's it gone, Harriet?
It's gone into sky.
Has it?
Yeah. It's all gone.
Her favourite thing, though, without a doubt, is her human body book. So,
oh, yeah. So she knows all the parts of the body, yeah?
Harriet, where are your veins?
In my hands.
In here? And what's in your veins?
Blood.
Okay, where are your metacarpals?
In the hands.
And then what about in your feet? What are they?
I can't know.
Oh my god,
you're stitching me right up here. We're on the radio, bub.
Where's your cochlea?
Yeah.
Whoa, she's going to be a medic. Do you know, is she going to be a doctor or surgeon? That's incredible.
Harriet, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Be a doctor.
Or a...
elephant.
Yeah.
Sorry, is that elephant?
No, yeah, you heard right. So we said to her the other day, what do you want to be when you grow up? She said, I want to be a doctor because I could help Nanny with her cough. Or an elephant. And I was like, okay, maybe the first one would be great. Maybe not an elephant. So, but yeah, wants to be a doctor, apparently.
I think she's got the intelligence for 2-year-old. I mean, she's well in front of the curve, isn't she?
We like to think so.
Yeah, she's just funny. That's what I think. I think because I enjoy it, and because we're only having the one, I don't want to miss out on like a single second.
Oh, she's got you two as a double act to watch, hasn't she? So she's bound to be a bit of a comic.
I know. But sorry, going back to that whole running thing, she goes running with us, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah.
So she, we've got like a running park right by us. So she,
so she actually runs.
She'll start running.
Yeah.
She'll start running. Can't keep up. Obviously, I win. but there's a little park, so Sam does a loop where it's a shorter loop, so you can see her in the park. And she's like, I'm up here climbing. Then I do a bigger loop, so you can still see her. It's only a 400 meter track. So you can sort of see her as she plays. And then we stagger our races, well, our run times. So I start before. So there's only like a 10 minutes where she's being watched, like with you doing a shorter distance. And then we come around and we become your support. So we make sure we run from side of the track to side of the track. And she's like, keep going, mummy. Keep going. Good job, yeah. We tried to explain it. Hopefully she won't remember, because obviously we're not the tiniest of human beings, that she won't remember us being the size we are, and that if we're running, because we do it every other day, so every other day she sees us going out together, if not separately, and doing some exercise.
That's commitment.
Because the last
day.
Yeah,
we're going to try and keep it up.
Yeah, well, 4 weeks we've managed to do it,
so
I think maybe by the time we get to the end, because it's like a 9 week, it's such a good app.
Yeah, really good.
Is that why you're tired at 6:30?
Actually, it's been the absolute opposite, hasn't it?
More energy.
I saw 11 o'clock last night. I know.
Wow.
I know.
Was that Eurovision?
No. It was 11 o'clock and I was like, I'm a little bit wired still. Because you get like a buzz from it, wouldn't it? I was hoping that you'd hear people doing exercise and they get a proper feel from it. And we are getting to the point where we're, yeah, high five at the end of it.
Yeah, definitely. When I played rugby and stuff, I used to do a lot more sort of running and exercise and stuff. And actually, it reminds me of, I don't know why I ever stopped.
But it's for her, isn't it? You want her to have the best that she could possibly have, and she needs to be healthy in that as well.
We were discussing earlier while we were having lunch that she doesn't eat meat, so is she vegetarian?
So she won't eat meat, but she'll eat chicken curry, but the chicken has to not be in cubes, it has to be shredded. So you have to cook the chicken, you use two forks and like pull it, like as if you're going to do like pulled pork or something.
And she won't eat fish, but she'll eat fish fingers.
Yeah, she'd eat fish fingers and she'd eat chicken curry, but it's not meat, because she doesn't think it's meat. So when we're getting our shopping...
So chicken's not meat?
No, not according to her.
So it's a flexitarian, is that...?
Yeah, so she'll pick up the ham and stuff and we'll go shopping and she'll throw it on the conveyor belt and she'll go, dead animal. Yeah, she doesn't want to eat... I'm not eating dead animal. But obviously raw bit of chicken on the side before it's cooked looks like a dead animal, and then when it's cooked into a curry,
who's taught her that term? I'm not eating a dead animal. Where did that come from?
I've always been honest with her, because she said to me, we're in the umbrella, are we? Oh, that's good, because the sun's not on us. So she said to me when I was cutting up chicken, what's that? And I said, that's chicken. She said, that's not chicken. I said, well, it's a dead chicken, it's a dead animal. And then
I know it's a bit off topic, but there's being honest and there's being really honest, isn't there, Devs? So what did she say to our next door neighbour this week?
So our next door neighbour just had a baby. She had a home birth, so the very next day, we live in a little village and like one kid would pop in our garden and we'll look after him. Well, I had the guy coming round to look at the boiler, so they just chuck her in the back garden with little, and I'm here and like it's fine. And I went back out in the garden after a few minutes and she'd gone inside and thought, the lady's literally just had her baby the day before. And she went inside and she said to the lady, Natalie, does your fufu hurt? Because the baby came out. And she went, yeah, a little bit. Oh, the baby's sorry though, because she didn't mean to scratch you. Like, so she knows that the baby grew in her belly and the way that she come out. Right. Because we've always been honest. I showed her pictures of her being born, because we let her know that you grow in your tummy. And then when you're ready, she went, yeah, I got bigger and bigger, and pop, out I came. And she's like, how did I come out? And I sort of said, I ate your fufu, which is the name we seem to call it. So, she knows. Yeah, ask the neighbour. The neighbour said she was mortified. She was sat there with, like, her parents and, like, her sister, like, okay, you were there quite prudish. Does your fufu hurt? Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But she's just quite honest, isn't she?
Yeah. They say the funniest thing.
Yeah. Like, she just put... Just in the restaurant, she pointed at the guy that's... losing his hair. Why has he only got a little bit of hair? And you're like, oh my God, please, I hope he doesn't hear it. And you're like, he's gone bald. Or bold, I say it wrong, it's not bold, is it? What is it?
I can't say it right.
Well,
now.
If you're in Bristol, you'll understand
bold,
that.
Isn't it? It's bold, yeah.
Bald.
Bald.
So we catch up with you in 3 months' time. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
There you go. That's Lewis Capaldi and someone you loved.
So. Or Luke Capaldi, as I called him earlier.
Did you?
You know, that Luke Capaldi. He's number ones by Luke.
He's related to Peter Capaldi, isn't he?
Well, I thought that and never Googled it. Is he?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh.
He's absolutely hilarious. If you've not checked out his ranty
videos.
Well,
that wasn't hilarious. That was quite a somber song.
I don't know how someone releases such poetic songs when they are so the opposite. He's very, very funny.
Have you ever met yourself?
I What is one trying to say, Andy? That I have dual things
that
going
you can
on
be here. Poetic.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. Right now, I don't feel so. Bit tongue-tied.
Well, but are you still feeling pride season? Because it is still pride season.
Pride season is every day.
Yeah, it is.
Every day is pride.
And our friends over under the umbrella, or under the brolly, as they like to call themselves, have been checking out pride season. So have a listen to this.
Let's go.
Hi there, and welcome to Under the Brolly, the My Umbrella podcast aiming to educate and inform the wider community about the lesser-known LGBT+ sexualities, genders, identities, kinks and fetishes. My name is Steve, and this month Tom is back after previously prepping our outside broadcast kit for the upcoming prides that we have attended over the last few weeks.
And even though I prepared all the outside broadcast kit, unfortunately we were so close to the stage at all our prides and didn't get a chance to do any interviews. So we went to Bournemouth at the end of July. The weather was amazing, it was really warm, very, very busy, and it was great because we had lots of different generations there. We had old and young, young at heart, young fogies, everyone.
Young fogies?
It's a thing.
Okay.
We then went to Weston-super-Mare Pride, which is a little bit wetter than Bournemouth, I've got to be honest. Again, we were very near to the stage, so we saw the whole set of performances. We also had Proud Bar there as well, the LGBT bar in Weston-super-Mare, and they were awesome. And then a couple of days ago, we went to Llanelli. Have I pronounced that right?
I think you have, yeah. I think two L's goes...
Llanelli Pride, which is their first ever Pride. And if anyone's ever seen the film Pride, it had a very loving atmosphere there. It was very similar to the film, I feel that way, because it was a very, very busy, filled with lots of different people, lots of things to do. There was Reiki going on. I don't know if you saw that.
What's Reiki?
It's when people float their hands over people to heal them.
Okay, yeah. Didn't see that.
Yeah, so there's lots to do, and there was also a massive, colourful event. I can't remember what it was called now, like a paint splash with lots of rainbow colours.
Oh, it was like a powder run.
Powder run.
Everybody came in looking like they'd just been Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. But those of you who attend a Pride event will be normally overwhelmed by the atmosphere, the colours, the music and the variety of flags. And Bournemouth, Weston and Llanelli were certainly no exception. A special mention does have to go out to Llanelli, as we've already mentioned, because it was their first ever Pride. They've never put one on before. And in all honesty, the My Umbrella team are very much looking forward to next year's Pride. And we've already got it in the diary, as we're really looking forward to coming back there. It had a great community feel, with over 27,000 attendees over the course of this one-day free event, which fully encapsulated what Pride is all about and that welcomed the entire LGBT+ community. We were also really pleased to see and meet many different walks of LGBT+ identities, including bisexual, asexual and leathermen.
And we also had Rocket, the My Umbrella pup mascot, with us, and he also met another pup as well. If some of these terms that we're mentioning don't sound familiar, don't worry, as next month we aim to talk a bit more about pups and kink and leather culture in a kink and fetish special.
Really? Ooh, did exciting, but we've never had that on the radio.
And also Steve ventured onto the stage for a 10-minute talk about why Pride is important and what My Umbrella does, and the importance of allies in our community.
Very much. The LGBT+ community would have achieved nowhere near as much today, and certainly in the last 50 years since Stonewall, if it wasn't for our allies working alongside the LGBT+ community. So today's episode is a dedication during Pride season to all of our allies out there that are continuing to fight the fight and stand alongside the LGBT+ community shoulder to shoulder to continue doing what we do. If you want to find out more about a whole host of different and varying LGBT+ identities, genders, sexualities, kinks and fetishes, you can also grab hold of the new My Umbrella Guide to LGBT+, which is available from our online shop. which is located at myumbrella.org.uk/shop.
And here you can also find lots of lovely merchandise in the form of badges, keyrings, bottle openers, magnets and coasters in a huge selection of various flag designs. Even better, we can now also offer personalised flags, and you can produce any flag that you wish. It's not already currently featured on our listings.
So if you fancy being a part of any future shows and are worried about people knowing your name or hearing your voice, we do have ways and means to disguise this, and you don't have to use your real name.
Of course, if you do want to find out any more about where we are going to be turning up next, feel free to check in on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter platforms. Just type in My Umbrella into the search bar and you'll find us.
As always, for those of you who listen regularly, you don't just need to turn up to a Pride where we're at to get involved with the show. We would love to hear from any of you out there who want us to showcase your LGBT plus identity. Just drop us an email to info@myumbrella.org.uk and put in the subject line, Under the Brolly.
And let us know what LGBT plus identity, sexuality, gender, kink or fetish you'd like us to feature next. And it could be your one or one you'd never heard of.
Until then, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT Radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Oh, good lord, we haven't had that one in a while. That'd be me hitting the wrong button there. Oh, anyone want to do any events while we're at it?
So. Well, we should be promoting the BCFM fundraiser again tomorrow, shouldn't we?
That was the one I wanted, sorry.
That's better. 10 o'clock, I think, tomorrow night, isn't it? Doors
it is,
open at the Queen Shilling, which is on Frogmore Street.
And if you're going out anyway, make sure you head that way.
Indeed. All the money raised is going to help BCFM get up and running again.
Get a new studio.
So we don't need my kitchen.
Although it has been very pleasant.
Very nice.
I've had so much fun.
I can smell the bacon I cooked earlier. Oh. Making me very hungry. So. Now, I have one thing I want to talk to you about. How many of you have seen the church with a Helter Skelter in it?
Oh, yes. It's quite an interesting... It's a cathedral, I think.
It's Norwich Cathedral.
Yeah.
And it has a Helter Skelter in it. And it has a crazy golf course in it.
Are they branching out?
Well, they were apparently trying to kind of entice people into the church. Mm. And the church themselves have reacted and gone, this is really stupid. Why on earth are you doing this?
I think this is one of the best things I've heard since, ever.
Can I clarify, is this Helter Skelter in operation during sermons and things like that?
That's how the vicar enters the room.
I'm just trying to imagine the dean of Norwich Cathedral going, you've shown me a picture now. There really is a Helter Skelter.
There is a Helter Skelter, yes.
Oh, dear Lord.
He reads the Psalms as he's going round. Yeah.
And there is genuinely a crazy golf course all the way down the middle of the aisle.
The idea of having the Helter Skelter in the cathedral is so that you can stand at the top and you can admire all the architecture as you look down through the...
Oh, it's a viewing platform.
Yes. And then you come down, and as you come down, you can then supposedly worship when you get to the bottom. Although I think several of the people senior in the church in the General Synod are not very happy with this.
I should clarify, the Helter Skelter is in Norwich Cathedral, and they put up the 55-foot high Helter Skelter after Rochester Cathedral introduced a crazy golf course at the end of July.
Why is it called it should be called a Helter Skelter? It should be a Heventer Skelter or something like that. But they're pointing upwards. It's not really hell up there, is it? It's not very, very cathedral like.
Well, Ben Summerskills kind of
the former CEO of Stonewall,
and basically said, I'll paraphrase, but in short, he said he thinks it's ridiculous and they should just get around to actually, you know, doing same-sex marriage blessings and the like, rather than playing silly idiots with Helter Skelters.
Surely you can have both, and I think if it entices people in a nice way, then...
Ruin your dress, though, going down a Helter Skelter.
One would not wear a dress. And also, you put on a sack.
Not for a wedding, you don't.
Oh, I was thinking of Helter Skelter.
Joan, you can have a sack fetish.
Hands,
can you?
I was with you.
Not ready to talk about this kink. Moving on.
So I was more on about you getting married and going down a helter-skelter. So
Don't put anything past me, Andy.
Now, I've got some news. The 1975 frontman Matt Healy kissed a male fan on stage during a show in Dubai on Wednesday this week. Now, this was a protest in against Dubai's strident anti-LGBTQ laws. He was performing with the band 1975 at the Coca-Cola Arena, and it was the band's first ever concert in the UAE. And it was during the song Loving Someone, he stepped off the stage and embraced a male fan before kissing him on the lips to cheers and screams from the audience. Interesting one, that one.
Well
That's
done.
Amazing. Yeah. And you've just reminded me that the Rammstein guitarists kissed each other.
They did.
Publicly
in
on
Russia.
Stage. Yeah, yeah, in Russia. So I feel like this is kind of a
might have been inspired
rock
by that.
Musician
yeah, there's
movement.
A thing going on.
Yeah.
I love it
yeah.
when they do things like that,
yeah,
though. Because it kind of really like pushes equality, doesn't it?
It does. And also, of course, because they're so high profile and they have a lot of fame on their side, of yeah. course, they can kind of get away with it, can't they? And they can yeah. trailblaze for the rest of us, because Madonna
Definitely.
Has spoken out mm. about Russia's anti-gay laws yeah. During a concert in St. Petersburg, and she challenged them, basically said, so sue me, so take me to court, and of
yeah.
course they didn't dare.
Oh, no.
So
mm.
you know.
Well, it goes back to David Bowie doing it in 1972 with Mick Ronson, wasn't it?
Top of the pops.
And the central guitar playing, and the idea that he was playing the guitar with his teeth, and it was Mike Ronson's guitar. Sorry, yeah, Mick Ronson's guitar.
It was, and he put his. I mean, it was just. It was kind of. They didn't kiss or anything. No. He just put his arms around. But to see a man put his arms around the shoulders of another man on television and
exactly.
look at him while singing.
Yeah.
Was really what Bowie, you know, made Bowie, mm. didn't it, in a way?
And it's interesting in this case that Matt Healy, from the 1975, he's put the statement ahead of profits, because he tweeted afterwards, "Thank you, Dubai, you were so amazing. I don't think that will be allowed back due to my behaviour, but I know that I love you and I wouldn't have done anything differently given the chance again. But who knows, maybe they will let me back in. Let's just wait and see."
Brilliant.
And finally, any of you Virgin Active customers? You know, the fitness chain by Virgin?
No.
Well, for their branch in London, they put out a statement saying that following inappropriate behaviour, they were putting undercover police in the male locker rooms. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, the police knew nothing about it and have confirmed it's not actually true, so you don't have to worry after all.
Oh, who released the initial statement? Do you know? Was it Virgin?
Virgin Active,
wow.
Yes. They actually put out a statement saying that they were aware of inappropriate behaviour and they were working with the City of London Police to investigate the matter, and we're going to put undercover policemen in locker rooms.
Is that a marketing ploy to get more people to go into those locker rooms?
I think it's going to have the reverse
Ooh,
effect,
men in uniform.
Isn't it?
Yes. Well, I should say, if it's
but they're undercover though. Sadly, they wouldn't be, would they? That's the.
It just depends
no,
what's going on.
In fact,
the City of London Police actually only investigate things in the square mile, so you have to. It's a very, very small.
Yes, yeah. of course it is. Yeah.
And of course, their crimes are only generally financial that they investigate. They don't
only
steer
financial.
Yeah, they don't generally steer into the Metropolitan Police's general policing.
I suppose it's
areas.
A bit like British Transport Police, isn't
yeah.
it? Specialist, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, that's it for another week. Please do check us out online.
Oh, sorry.
She's not paying attention at all.
shoutoutradio.lgbt, which is also where to head if you have something you could talk about for minutes for my five section.
For 5 minutes for our My Five session. We'll be back same time next week, we hope, either from here or hopefully from BCFM. Whatever you're doing though, have a great week. From myself and the rest of the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.